Second Edition, Book 3, Chapter 9, page 104. Sometime next week. Listen.
When is the repairman going to bring back your TV?
He's going to bring it back sometime next week.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
When are you going to call up your cousin in Chicago?
I'm going to call him up sometime next week.
2.
When is Peter going to fill out his college application forms?
He's going to fill them out sometime next week. 3.
When is Greta going to pick up her clothes at the cleaners?
She's going to pick them up sometime next week.
4.
When is Maria going to pick out her wedding?
She's going to pick it out sometime next week.
5.
When are you going to put away your winter clothes?
I'm going to put them away sometime next week.
6.
When is Brian going to take back his library books?
He's going to take them back sometime next week.
7.
When is your landlord going to turn on the heat?
He's going to turn it on sometime next week.
8.
When is Margaret going to throw out her old magazines?
She's going to throw them out sometime next week.
9.
When are you going to hang up your new portrait?
I'm going to hang it up sometime next week. Page 105. I completely forgot. Listen.
Did you remember to turn off the oven?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll turn it off right away.
Listen again.
Did you remember to turn the oven off?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll turn it off right away.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Did you remember to take back your library books?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll take them back right away.
2.
Did you remember to put away your toys?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll put them away right away.
3.
Did you remember to call up your Aunt Gertrude?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll call her up right away.
4.
Did you remember to fill out the accident report?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll fill it out right away.
5.
Did you remember to hand your English homework in?
6. Did you remember to take the garbage out?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll take it out right away.
7.
Did you remember to take your boots off?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll take them off right away.
8. Did you remember to put your raincoat on?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll put it on right away.
9.
Did you remember to turn the no smoking sign on?
Oh, no. I completely forgot. I'll turn it on right away.
106. A busy Saturday. Listen.
Everybody in the Martini family is very busy today. It's Saturday, and they all have to do the things they didn't do during the week. Mr. Martini has to fill out his income tax form. He didn't have time to fill it out during the week. Mrs. Martini has to pick up her clothes at the cleaners. She was too busy to pick them up during the week. Their son Frank has to throw out all the old magazines and newspapers in the garage. He didn't have time to throw them out during the week. Their other son, Bob, has to take his library books back. He forgot to take them back during the week. And their daughter, Julie, has to put her toys away. She didn't feel like putting them away during the week. As you can see, everybody in the Martini family is going to be very busy today.
Page 107. I don't think so. Listen.
Do you think I should keep these old love letters?
No, I don't think so. I think you should throw them away. Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Do you think I should keep my ex-boyfriend's ring?
No, I don't think so. I think you should give it back.
2.
Do you think I should leave the air conditioner on?
No, I don't think so. I think you should turn it off.
3.
Do you think I should hand my homework in?
No, I don't think so. I think you should do it over.
4.
Do you think I should erase all my mistakes?
No, I don't think so. I think you should cross them out.
5.
Do you think I should use up this old milk?
No, I don't think so. I think you should throw it out.
6.
Do you think I should try to remember Sally's telephone number?
No, I don't think so. I think you should write it down.
7.
Do you think I should make my decision right away?
No, I don't think so. I think you should think it over.
8.
Do you think I should accept my new job offer?
No, I don't think so. I think you should turn it down.
9.
Do you think I should ask the teacher the definition of this new word?
No, I don't think so. I think you should look it up.
108. Lucy's English composition. Listen. Lucy is very discouraged. She handed in her English composition this morning, but her English teacher gave it right back to her and told her to do it over. Apparently, her English teacher didn't like the way she had done it. She hadn't erased her mistakes. She had simply crossed them out. Also, she had used several words incorrectly, since she hadn't looked them up in the dictionary. And finally, she hadn't written her homework on the correct paper, because she had accidentally thrown her notebook away. Poor Lucy. She didn't feel like writing her English composition in the first place. And now she has to do it over. 108. Listening. Dear Alice, listen and write the missing words.
Dear Alice, I'm very discouraged. I'm having a lot of trouble with my girlfriend, and I don't know what to do. The problem is very simple. I'm in love with her, but she isn't in love with me. A few weeks ago, I gave her a ring, but she gave it back. During the past few months, I have written several love letters to her, but she has thrown them away. Recently, I asked her to marry me. She thought it over for a while. And then she turned me down. Now when I try to call her up, she doesn't even want to talk to me. Please try to help me. I don't know what to do. Discouraged Donald, Denver, Colorado.
Page 109. Would you like to get together today? Listen.
Hi, Paul. This is Tom. Would you like to get together today?
I'm afraid I can't. I have to take back my library books.
Are you free after you take them back?
I'm afraid not. I also have to pick my car up at the repair shop.
Would you like to get together after you pick it up?
I'd really like to, but I can't. I also have to drop my sister off at the airport.
You are really busy today. What do you have to do after you drop her off?
Nothing. But by then I'll probably be exhausted. Let's get together tomorrow instead.
Fine. I'll call you in the morning.
That'll be great. Speak to you then.
Page 112. I heard from him just last week. Listen.
Have you heard from your Uncle George recently?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I heard from him just last week.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1. Have you heard from your cousin Betty recently?
2. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I heard from her just last week.
2.
Have you looked through your old English book recently?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I looked through it just last week.
3.
Have you run into Mr. Smith recently?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I ran into him just last week.
4.
Have you gotten over the flu yet?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I got over it just last week.
5. Has your English teacher called on you recently?
Yes, she has. As a matter of fact, she called on me just last week.
6.
Have you been picking on your little brother lately?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I picked on him just last week.
113. A child-rearing problem. Listen.
Timmy and his little sister Patty don't get along with each other very well. In fact, they fight constantly. He picks on her when it's time for her to go to bed. She picks on him when his friends come over to play. Timmy and Patty's parents are very concerned. They don't know what to do about their children. They have looked through several books on child rearing, but so far, they can't seem to find an answer to the problem. They're hoping that eventually their children will learn to get along better with each other.
Page 116. On sale. Listen. Melvin went to a men's clothing store yesterday. He was looking for a new sports jacket. He looked through the entire selection of jackets and picked out a few that he really liked. First, he picked out a nice blue jacket. But when he tried it on, it was too small. Next, he picked out an attractive red jacket. But when he tried it on, it was too large. Finally, he picked out a very fancy brown jacket with gold buttons. And when he tried it on, it seemed to fit perfectly. Then he decided to buy a pair of trousers to go with the jacket. He looked through the entire selection of trousers and picked out several pairs that he really liked. First, he picked out a light brown pair. But when he tried them on, they were too tight. Next, he picked out a dark brown pair. But when he tried them on, they were too loose. Finally, he picked out a pair of brown and white plaid pants. And when he tried them on, they seemed to fit perfectly. Melvin paid for his new clothing and walked home feeling very happy about the jacket and pants he had just bought. He was especially happy because the clothing was on sale, and he had paid 50% off the regular price. However, Melvin's happiness didn't last very long. When he got home, he noticed that one arm of the jacket was longer than the other. He also realized very quickly that the zipper on the pants was broken. The next day, Melvin took the clothing back to the store and tried to get a refund. However, the people at the store refused to give him his money back because the clothing was on sale, and there was a sign that said, "All sales are final." Melvin was furious, but he knew he couldn't do anything about it. The next time he buys something on sale, he'll be more careful, and he'll be sure to read the signs. Page 117. Listening. Listen and choose what the people are talking about. 1.
Have you filled it out yet?
No, I'm having some trouble. Can you help me?
2. Where can I try them on?
The dressing room is right over there. 3. Now remember, you can't bring them back.
I understand.
4. Please drop them off at the school by 8 o'clock.
By 8 o'clock? Okay.
5.
Where should I hang them up?
What about over the fireplace?
6.
Have you thought it over?
Yes, I have. 7. It's cold in here.
You're right. I'll turn it on.
8.
Should we use it up?
No, let's throw it out.
Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 3, Chapter 10, Page 120. What a coincidence! Listen.
I'm allergic to cats.
What a coincidence! I am too.
Listen again.
I'm allergic to cats.
What a coincidence! So am I.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 4, use 2 in your answers. We'll begin. 1.
I'm a vegetarian.
What a coincidence. I am, too.
2.
I like strawberry ice cream.
What a coincidence. I do, too.
3.
I can speak 4 languages fluently.
What a coincidence. I can, too.
4.
I just lost my job.
What a coincidence. I did too.
In exercises 5 through 8, use so in your answers. We'll begin. 5.
I'll be on vacation next week.
What a coincidence. So will I.
6.
I've been feeling tired lately.
What a coincidence. So have I.
7.
I have to work late at the office tonight.
What a coincidence. So do I.
8.
I forgot to take my clothes off the clothesline this morning.
What a coincidence. So did I. Page 121. What a coincidence. Listen.
I wasn't very athletic when I was younger.
What a coincidence. I wasn't either.
Listen again.
I wasn't very athletic when I was younger.
What a coincidence. Neither was I.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 4, use either in your answers. We'll begin. 1.
I didn't see the stop sign.
What a coincidence. I didn't either.
2.
I don't like war movies.
What a coincidence. I don't either.
3.
I'm not a very good tennis player.
What a coincidence. I'm not either.
4.
I can't sing very well.
What a coincidence. I can't either.
In exercises 5 through 8, use neither in your answers. We'll begin. 5.
I've never kissed anyone before.
What a coincidence. Neither have I.
6.
I don't drink coffee anymore.
What a coincidence. Neither do I. 7.
I won't be able to go bowling next Monday night.
What a coincidence. Neither will I.
8.
I haven't prepared for today's lesson.
What a coincidence. Neither have I.
Page 122. And they do too. Listen.
Why can't you or the children help me with the dishes?
I have to study. And they do too.
Listen again.
Why can't you or the children help me with the dishes?
I have to study, and so do they.
Do exercises 1 through 13. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 7, use 2 in your answers. We'll begin. 1.
Why are you and your brother so tired?
2. I stayed up late last night, and he did too.
2.
What are you and your girlfriend going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to study at the library, and she is too.
3.
Why are you and Gloria so nervous?
She has an English exam tomorrow, and I do too.
4.
Where were you and your husband when the accident happened?
I was standing on the corner, and he was too.
5.
Why can't you or Dr. Johnson see me next Monday?
I'll be out of town, and he will too.
6. Why haven't you and your sister been in school for the past few days?
I've been sick, and she has too.
7.
How do you know Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins?
They sing in the church choir, and I do too.
In exercises 8 through 13, use so in your answers. We'll begin. 8. Could you or your friend help me take these packages upstairs?
I'll be glad to help you, and so will he.
9.
Why don't you or your neighbors complain about this broken door?
I've already spoken to the landlord, and so have they.
10.
How did you meet your wife?
I was washing clothes at the laundromat one day, and so was she.
11.
Why are you and your cats hiding under the bed?
I'm afraid of thunder and lightning, and so are they.
12.
What are you two arguing about?
He wants this parking space, and so do I.
13.
Why are you in love with Robert?
I appreciate literature, music, and other beautiful things, and so does he.
124. Made for each other. Listen.
Louise and Brian are very compatible people. They have a lot in common. For example, they have very similar backgrounds. He grew up in a small town in the South, and so did she. She's the oldest of 4 children, and he is too. His parents own their own business, and so do hers. They also have similar academic interests. She's majoring in chemistry, and he is too.
He has taken every course in mathematics offered by their college, and so has she. She enjoys working with computers, and he does too. In addition, Louise and Brian like the same sports. He goes swimming several times a week, and so does she. She can play tennis very well, and so can he. His favorite winter sport is ice skating, and hers is too. Louise and Brian also have the same cultural interests. She has been to most of the art museums in New York City, and so has he. He's a member of the college theater group, and she is too. She has a complete collection of Beethoven symphonies, and so does he. In addition, they have very similar personalities. She has always been very shy, and he has too. He tends to be very quiet, and so does she. She's often nervous when she's in large groups of people, and he is too. Finally, they have very similar outlooks on life. She has been a vegetarian for years, and so has he. He supports equal rights for women and minorities, and so does she. She's opposed to the use of nuclear energy, and he is too. As you can see, Louise and Brian are very compatible people. In fact, everybody says they were made for each other.
Page 125. Listening. Listen and choose what the people are talking about. 1.
To tell the truth, I'm a little shy.
What a coincidence. I am too.
2.
I enjoy going to plays and concerts.
We're very compatible. So do I.
3. I'm enjoying this course.
I am too.
4.
I'm from Minnesota.
That's interesting. So am I.
5.
I'm opposed to using animals in scientific experiments.
I am too.
Page 126. And he can't either. Listen. Why do you and your husband want to enroll in my dance class?
I can't dance the cha-cha or the foxtrot, and he can't either.
Listen again. Why do you and your husband want to enroll in my dance class?
I can't dance the cha-cha or the foxtrot, and neither can he.
Do exercises 1 through 13. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 7, use either in your answers. We'll begin. 1.
Why do you and William look so confused?
2. I don't understand today's grammar, and he doesn't either.
3.
Why didn't you or your parents answer the telephone all weekend?
4. I wasn't home, and they weren't either.
3.
Why do you and your roommate have to move?
4. He didn't have enough money to pay the rent this month, and I didn't either.
5. 4.
Why do you and your sister look so frightened?
I've never been on a roller coaster before, and she hasn't either.
5. Why are you and your friend so late?
I couldn't remember your address, and they couldn't either.
6.
What do you and Fred want to talk to me about?
I won't be able to come to work tomorrow, and he won't either.
7.
Why don't you and your friends want to come to the ball game?
They aren't very interested in baseball, and I'm not either.
In exercises 8 through 13, use neither in your answers. We'll begin. 8.
Why does the school nurse want to see us?
I haven't had a flu shot yet, and neither have you.
9.
What are you and your sister arguing about?
She doesn't want to take the garbage out, and neither do I.
10.
Why didn't you or Mom wake us up on time this morning?
I didn't hear the alarm clock, and neither did she.
11.
Why were you and your wife so nervous during the flight?
I had never flown before today, and neither had she.
12.
Why have you and your friends stopped shopping at my store?
I can't afford your prices, and neither can they.
13.
Why don't you and your little sister want me to read Little Red Riding Hood?
I don't like fairy tales very much, and neither does she.
Page 128. Laid off. Listen. Jack and Betty Williams are going through some difficult times. They were both laid off from their jobs last month. As the days go by, they're becoming more and more concerned about their futures, since he hasn't been able to find another job yet, and neither has she. The layoffs weren't a surprise to Jack and Betty. After all, Jack's company hadn't been doing very well for a long time, and neither had Betty's. However, Jack had never expected both of them to be laid off at the same time, and Betty hadn't either. Ever since they have been laid off, Jack and Betty have been trying to find new jobs. Unfortunately, she hasn't been very successful, and he hasn't either. The main reason they're having trouble finding work is that there simply aren't many jobs available right now. He can't find anything in the want ads, and neither can she. She hasn't heard about any job openings, and he hasn't either. His friends haven't been able to help at all, and neither have hers. Another reason they're having trouble finding work is that they don't seem to have the right kind of skills and training. He doesn't know anything about computers, and she doesn't either. She can't type very well, and neither can he. He hasn't had any special vocational training, and she hasn't either. A third reason they're having trouble finding work is that there are certain jobs they prefer not to take. He doesn't like working at night, and neither does she. She isn't willing to work on the weekends, and neither is he. He doesn't want to commute very far to work, and she doesn't either. Despite all their problems, Jack and Betty aren't completely discouraged. She doesn't have a very pessimistic outlook on life, and neither does he. They're both hopeful that things will get better soon. Page 129. Why don't you ask them? Listen.
Do you know the answer to question number 9?
No, I don't. But Charles does. Why don't you ask him?
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Do you have a hammer?
2. No, I don't. But my upstairs neighbors do. Why don't you ask them?
2.
Are you interested in seeing a movie tonight?
3. No, I'm not. But Bob is. Why don't you ask him?
3. Can you babysit for us tomorrow night?
No, I can't. But my sister can. Why don't you ask her?
4.
Have you heard tomorrow's weather forecast?
No, I haven't. But my father has. Why don't you ask him?
5.
Did you write down the homework assignment?
No, I didn't. But Maria did. Why don't you ask her?
6.
Do you want to go dancing tonight?
No, I don't. But Julia does. Why don't you ask her?
7.
Have you by any chance found a brown and white dog?
No, I haven't. But the people across the street have. Why don't you ask them? 8.
Were you paying attention when the salesman explained how to put together this toy?
No, I wasn't. But the children were. Why don't you ask them? 130. Touchy subjects. Listen. Larry and his parents never agree when they talk about politics. Larry is very liberal, but his parents aren't. They're very conservative. Larry thinks the president is doing a very poor job, but his parents don't. They think the president is doing a fine job. Also, Larry doesn't think the government should spend a lot of money on defense, but his parents do. They think the country needs a strong army. You can see why Larry and his parents never agree when they talk about politics. Politics is a very touchy subject with them. The Greens and their next-door neighbors, the Harrisons, never agree when they talk about child-rearing. The Greens are very lenient with their children, but the Harrisons aren't. They're very strict. The Greens let their children watch television whenever they want, but the Harrisons don't. They let their children watch television for only an hour a day. Also, the Harrisons have always taught their children to sit quietly and behave well at the dinner table. But the Greens haven't. They have always allowed their children to do whatever they want at the dinner table. You can see why the Greens and their next-door neighbors, the Harrisons, never agree when they talk about child-rearing. Child-rearing is a very touchy subject with them. Page 131. On your own. Same and different. Listen.
In many ways, my brother and I are exactly the same. I'm tall and thin, and he is too. I have brown eyes and black curly hair, and so does he. I work in an office downtown, and he does too. I'm not married yet, and neither is he. I went to college in Boston, and so did he. I wasn't a very good student, and he wasn't either. And in many ways, my brother and I are very different. I like classical music, but he doesn't. He enjoys sports, but I don't. I've never traveled overseas, but he has. He's never been to New York, but I have many times. He's very outgoing and popular, but I'm not. I'm very quiet and philosophical, but he isn't. Yes, in many ways, my brother and I are exactly the same, and in many ways, we're very different. But most important of all, we like and respect each other, and we're friends.
End of.
Chimney cook on fine.
Chimney cook on fine. Chimney cook on fine. Chimney cook on fine.